Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can follow us on social media. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and the gram. The bottom of the hour, James Davis, who is the co-founder of Fans for Fair Play. He will join us to talk about a very, you know, hot button topic in college sports. And that is, should the athletes be getting paid? Names, image, likeness, or just paid in general? Should be a very interesting conversation with James Davis at the bottom of this hour. Then, of course, Broussard's Fab Five, as we do it every Friday. All right, Rob, interesting situation over at our old network. Dan Orlovsky, who has become one of their NFL analysts. Actually, I like Dan. I think he does a good job.
Dan was in Detroit when I was there, Chris. He was the backup quarterback.
Were you there when he ran out of bounds
yes.
in the end zone?
I was at that game.
Were you actually at that game? Oh, yeah, I know that? You killed him.
You know, that was typical Lions. You know, like, it was like the columnists in Detroit, we used to go to Lions games, Chris, and I swear to you, we would just be like, this is like stealing money. Like,
right, I was
like,
going to say what I mean? That.
Like, we used to write like the same column like every
platter.
Week. Yeah, it was just like, this is ridiculous. We would just go into the press room, sit there and go, stealing money again this Sunday, because it was bad. It was always something bad, you know?
Did you write a column about that incident that day?
I'm trying to remember what exactly I wrote back then, but I remember very vividly. But anyway,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, that's kind of what he's known for. And he pokes fun at himself. If you look at his Twitter,
right?
You know, in his description, it says, I think end zone should be 11 yards deep.
Yes, very nice.
But anyway, he was on the Pat McAfee radio show, which become a very popular show. Former player, of course, Pat McAfee.
Oh, what and, a shot. Oh, I'm sorry.
Right. And he was asked, Orlovsky, about why Justin Fields seems to be dropping in the draft. Now, I don't know. I mean, there's some people that think San Francisco might take him 3. I mean, you know, who knows? But there is some speculation, you know, that he will drop. I mean, Zach Wilson supposedly is going to go 2nd, of course, after Trevor Lawrence. Now people are thinking Mac Jones could go 3. So it seems like Fields, to in many people's estimation, is dropping. And Orlovsky was asked why. Now, I will say this. He caught a lot of flack. He did say, this is what people are telling me. I'm not saying this. These are not my thoughts. This is what people are telling me. And he proceeded to go ahead and talk about what a few, I think it was just 2 people, but a few people in decision-making capacities throughout the NFL are telling him about Fields and why he may be dropping. Here's what he said.
I have heard that he is a last guy in, first guy out type of quarterback, like not the maniacal work ethic. I've even heard it compared to Justin Herbert, where it was like, dude, when Justin Herbert showed up, it was like a psychopath when it came to working to get ready for the draft or even at school. Like, give me more. I want to work nonstop. And I've heard that there are some questions with Justin Fields' work ethic.
All right. And then he caught flack, and many accused him, white and black, of playing into the racial stereotype that, you know, as you know, Rob, that's been said about not only a lot of black athletes, but blacks, period. You know, that we're lazy, we don't work hard. You know,
I have a story for you when you
even athletes. Okay. Even athletes that is, you know, just natural ability, you know, born to play, born to dunk. You know, you don't have to work hard, things like that. So after we hear his second thing, you can share your story. But he came back the next day, Orlovsky, talked to some more people at Ohio State who actually knew Fields, and here's what he said.
I have heard those things from teams, and they might feel that way. And this is also a season where teams are trying to say things to potentially get a guy to drop to them. And so I've just wanted to clarify and put it out there that, like, listen, over the last 24 hours and more digging, that it seems or it sounds like Justin Fields' work ethic is fantastic. And that's coming from 2 people who have worked directly close to him.
Okay, there he is. We'll get into that. You have a story related to this.
Well, yeah, and the only reason, Chris, that I think Dan has to understand, and I'm not saying, Chris, he talked to his people who he feels confident in,
right?
But there's always been a undertone, I don't know if it's racist or whatever you want to call it, about black people being
racist.
Lazy. Okay,
yeah, I say it's racist.
But okay, racist, yeah. That black people are lazy and whatnot, and this has always been
even
like a narrative.
Even though we built the country. Even,
yeah,
I mean,
but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, and especially when you're giving, like, ball players a lot of money, black ball right. players. Oh, you know, now they don't want to play, they're lazy, this and that. And the other thing, I remember, you remember J.R. Richards who pitched for the Astros, Chris?
Tremendous pitcher. Yeah.
Tremendous. He kept saying, I don't feel right. I remember this very vividly.
Oh, you're right. I remember that too. Yeah.
I don't feel right. Something's wrong. Oh, see, they gave him the big contract. Now he don't want to pitch, whatever. If I remember correctly, he had like a stroke, Chris. He like had a stroke. And he was trying to tell people that he wasn't healthy, wasn't feeling right or whatever. But because he had signed this contract, he went out there because they were shaming him in that he had to play. Okay, but my story was, I was a young reporter at the Daily News in my 20s. And somebody, I think it was a paper in Philadelphia, somebody called looking for me. I was doing colleges then, Chris, so people started calling for me. Like, they knew I was there. I got called by the Miami Herald to go cover the Dolphins, and then I was called by this paper in Philadelphia. So the guy called our assistant sports editor, Chuck, and I'll never forget it because Chuck shared the story with me, and he said, Rob, I want you to know that the Philadelphia paper called whatever. I don't remember which one it was, and he said to me in asking about you, he said, yeah, but I've heard that he's lazy.
Mm.
And Chuck was furious at the guy and said, what? Where'd you get that from? Nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, sir, that's what he said. In fact, not only is he working here full time, he's going to Columbia Journalism School full time. So whoever told you this guy is lazy doesn't know Rob Parker at all. And that's the kind of stuff, Chris, that gets out there. And that's why Dan got the pushback, because it's character assassination. If something like that is very, very, very harmful, and if you're going to go with that, even though it's coming from other people, Chris, and I get it, you've sourced other people. I've sourced other people. You know what I mean? And say, hey, this is what I'm hearing and that kind of stuff. But things like that, I can understand why people, because once that gets tagged to you, it can damage you. It could cost him millions of dollars as he drops in the draft. You know what I mean? It could have an effect. And even if there's no proof of it, it sticks with people. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, he dropped. He was lazy. And now say he doesn't start off all right or playing well, right? It'll be like, well, he probably doesn't work hard, because that's what they said about him before they drafted him.
Right.
It's one of those things. It's a slippery slope. It really, really is. You know that, Chris, as a reporter.
Yeah. I think, as you said, what Orlovsky did is not different from what a lot of people did. Right. When I was a reporter, I'm on TV, and people are asking, well, what are you hearing around the league? Now, you haven't talked to every GM in the league. You may have talked to four or five GMs or executives from different teams, and you say, well, yeah, I'm hearing this or that. You know, so, and the other reporters are doing that. He's done it before. The difference is this one was controversial. He should have checked, you know, the next day after he got pushback, what'd he do? He called Ohio State and asked them, what's the deal with this? Is this true?
So maybe he should have called before he said it on television, right, Chris?
Exactly.
Like, this is what I'm hearing, but I called Ohio State and I couldn't get anybody to bite on that. I just couldn't.
Exactly.
You know what
exactly.
I mean? And then that way you've covered yourself to say you've done your due diligence, Chris, and I just couldn't find anybody at Ohio State. Now, if he called Ohio State and they told him the same thing, Chris, his argument is even better. Am I right?
Absolutely. You're right. Like, why wouldn't you do that if you've got contacts there that obviously he was able to get to? So, yeah, absolutely, because it could either strengthen what you've heard or it, you know, negates it. And that either way, you're in the clear. What I will say is this, too, and as you said, like, some of these stereotypes are just straight up racist. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. Blacks are lazy, this and that. Like, those are racist. And they've you know,
for my name to be attached with laziness, Chris.
Right. Just one thing you are not is lazy.
Right.
There's no doubt about that. I can vouch for that. And so those have been used to discriminate against African-Americans since we've been in this land. I mean, it's just as simple as that. But I will say is this, Rob. If that is true about a black quarterback, black coach, whatever, I don't have a problem with a guy saying it. Like, you don't have to treat us with kid gloves. And I'm not saying this is true about, you know, Justin Fields. I have no idea.
No, I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
we're not
asking
reproach.
To be treated with kid gloves. If he's lazy or if anyone's lazy, then you can say it. And that's all I'm saying, too, because obviously there's racism in the NFL. We talk about it with the coaches and in the front office. The only explanation, Rob, the only explanation for them to have so few black head coaches and front office executives is racism, pure and simple. You can couch it as nepotism and, it's, you racism. Know, the old, good racism. Old boy network. Yes, it's racism. But what I will say is this. I don't think now there's still a lingering effect of it. You don't see a ton of black backup quarterbacks. You see a few. But
the one guy we always point to who broke that mold was Charlie Batch in Pittsburgh.
You had Jameis Winston, although he was viewed as a future starter. Teddy Bridgewater kind of, you know, sort of in New Orleans a couple year before. But so you have to still be really good. I guess you got RG3 too. But I think that you got to be careful in alleging racism with black quarterbacks today. Because I think the doors have swung wide open, and obviously these teams just got to win. And I think a lot of them don't care. Even if they may have some reservations inside, they got to take the best quarterback. And when you look at, you know, there have been four African-Americans drafted number one, three of them, you know, in the last, like, 15 years. 10 starting quarterbacks are African-American now. I didn't even think when the Lamar Jackson stuff, Rob, and, you know, when he was in the draft and people were questioning, can he be a quarterback? I didn't think that was racist because I had questions as an African-American. Like, I was like, can he throw it well enough to be in the NFL?
Yeah,
and is he big enough to run that much? Now, he's proven that he is, but is he big enough to run?
I had an issue with the general manager, Chris, the former general manager from the Colts.
Bill Polian.
Bill Polian, who said he should take snaps as a receiver. You remember that? I'd rather him go out to compete. This guy played at a high level in college. You know what I mean? Like, compete for the job, but telling him he should be go take snaps at wide receiver.
You think that was racist or racially?
I just don't think that they would, and I get it. It might be racially, but in a positive way, that he's such an athlete, he could do anything. Where white guys they wouldn't say do that, Chris, because they know they can't play receiver.
But they
you know what I mean?
Remember Tebow? A lot of people were like, we should try him at a tight end or fullback. Eric Crouch, who was a great quarterback at Nebraska, he didn't get a look in the NFL as a quarterback. So to me, it was style. And like I said, I had those questions because he was such a runner that I was like, can he do that in the NFL? So that's why I didn't think it was racial. So look, there's certainly still racism and things, as we said, in the NFL. But I don't think I wouldn't just throw it out in general at a quarterback because he's black. Like Trey Lance is black. We're not hearing this about Trey Lance. So my general point is you don't have to treat us with kid gloves. We can take it, obviously. If a black player or quarterback is lazy and you know it and it's a fact, call it out. But you need to be certain when you say that. And Rob, conversely, if a white quarterback's lazy, say it. Because you rarely hear that about white quarterbacks.
Right. And that's the other part about it. That is, you're right. That's the other part. That you would like to just, it can't be one way or it can't be always the same narrative. And then the other guy's smart and, he might not have it as skilled, but he's smart. You know what I mean? And all that. Those are like, what do you call those words, Chris?
Cold words. Yes. We saw it recently. I mean, beyond sports, who was the guy? He shot some people recently, and the cops were saying he just had a bad day. It's like, hold up. What?
He had a bad day, right.
Right. I mean, come on.
That was the guy who killed all the Asian people, Chris,
yes,
in Atlanta.
Yes, yes. They were saying he had a, come on. I mean,
he had a bad,
that's
a bad
not
day
the time
means
that,
I spilled coffee on my on my leg.
Thank you. My goodness. All right. 877-99 on Fox. We want to hear from you guys. Does Dan Orlovsky deserve a pass for his comments about Justin Fields? And do you believe his initial sourcing had a racial undertone? We'll continue the conversation with you next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who's ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, head on over to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to AutoZone, your battery solution and the nation's number one battery destination. All right, 877-99 on Fox. What do you think of the Dan Orlovsky controversy with Justin Fields. Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off with Robert in Georgia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Robert?
What's going on, Chris and Rob? How y'all doing today?
Doing good.
Good, brother.
Yeah, I'm doing great, man. I just want to call me on this and say, first of all, I want to say I appreciate you guys for taking the stance that you guys took, man. And I know it's not easy to take that stance when a lot of people aren't doing, but I appreciate it for not sugarcoating and calling what it is.
Thank you, man.
No doubt. Well, it's happened to me, and I'm sure it's happened to Chris. Maybe he doesn't always have heard it, but it's happened to us in the past where people put stuff out there that just isn't true.
Yeah, I think it's definitely 100% racism, man, and it's unfair. It's unfair that we as black people always have to stereotype that we have to kind of disprove or disown, whether it's in a workplace or anything. We come with stereotypes, and with this guy, I think this guy he was unprofessional and he was lazy. And the reason he was lazy because he didn't do his job and he didn't go check extra sources. So he was lazy if anybody was lazy. And it's always this stereotype that we got disproved, whether it was Lamar Jackson, whether it's even with this Deshaun Watson, that's racism. And I don't care what anybody say, I just know it. It's just too inconvenient.
Why do you think Deshaun is?
Because it's just too convenient. It's like, how can soon as this black man wants to get out, and now he told this organization, I don't want to do anything.
If he's guilty? We don't know. But what if he is?
Why does it always have to? What I'm saying is, why does it have to always go to the negative? What if he's not?
We've just said,
be careful because you don't know. So you know what I mean? Like you don't even know how many of the women are black who are bringing these charges against him or these lawsuits. So you got to be real careful. You as a lawyer, just be careful. You just can't go in there, Chris, willy nilly without some evidence or something that collaborates. You know what I mean? Like you just can't take people's word on it. There's more than that. There's more than that. Just be careful with that. I understand the frustration, but we can't paint a broad brush. GW in Cincinnati, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, Rob? What's going on, Chris? How you guys
doing?
What's
up, man? Good, bro.
Nothing much. You know, Rob, as much as you get on my last good nerve, but it's days like this with you and Chris that I truly appreciate you guys because this is what diversity means. Because without you two guys and your voice out there, we don't get this dialogue. And the last caller, he's absolutely right about one thing. This might have been a case where Dan was being lazy. Because like you said, Chris,
that was a good point. Absolutely.
You can talk to three or four GMs and then get somewhat of a consensus. He talked to one guy, then put that out there, got the heat and that smoke. Now he got to come back the next day like, oh, well, actually, I talked to three or four other guys like Chris and Rob would have done instead of just stating that one guy.
Especially GW, with something like that that can be damaging, you got to do your due diligence. This isn't like, well, his ball isn't that crisp, or you know what I mean? Like, this is a bigger character assassination. And you can't go back and call Ohio State the day later when you put that out there. He was there for 3 years. You know, like people know if this guy put in the work or not. It would have just been good for balance.
And that's the irony of the situation, as the caller pointed out. That in reality, Dan was being lazy by not calling Ohio State. You know what I'm saying? That's the irony of it.
Rob, your sport did good, man. I'm so happy you set up.
No doubt.
They really did. And Rob, let me say this. You know, I've been fighting this whole idea here in Cincinnati, Ohio. You talk about diversity. Rob, we haven't had an everyday sports columnist since you left. And that was, 40 years ago? I mean, really, we got a pro baseball team and a pro football team, and Rob Parker was the last black sports columnist every day. I mean,
How many black writers are there at the Inquirer?
Well, Tyler Dragon, Chris, you know Tyler. Tyler, we've had on the show. Tyler covers the Bengals for the Inquirer.
Okay.
And I'm missing somebody because they had somebody else. They had two guys on two big beats. So it was I give them credit. You know what I mean? In Cincinnati. Let's go to Dre in Michigan. Are we out? We're done? Sorry about that,
Troy. All right, we got James Davis, co-founder of Fans for Fair Play, coming up next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We're The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we want to welcome in the co-founder of Fans for Fair Play, James Davis. James, welcome to The Odd Couple.
What's up?
Now, tell us, Fans for Fair Play, I mean, that could mean all manner of things. Tell what specifically do you guys stand for?
Yeah, so Fans for Fair Play is a nonprofit advocacy group created to promote long-term success for college athletes. We believe that we got to reform the NCAA rules that are limiting athlete compensation and career opportunities. It's not just about the short-term opportunities of making money now, although that is a portion of it, especially when you have players that are citing, you know, going hungry and there's cases of homelessness. But it's also setting these young men and women up for future success. And we believe the best way to do that is to allow them to forge relationships with corporate America where they can build skills so they can go pro outside of sports. It's not enough just to run an ad talking about students going pro outside of sports. We got to give them the tools that let them do so.
Mm. Who's behind this? What made you get involved and think that this was an important fight to be in? Obviously, you're not in college. This doesn't affect you. Why do you think this is important?
Because they're sports fans. I mean, and look, you know, the background here is that I assembled a group of Republicans and Democrats, but above all else, we're sports fans, and we believe that it's important to drive a conversation on this issue. Congress needs to act and find a bipartisan solution here. We need to have a real conversation. We need to get beyond, you know, the top line talking points of paying or not paying and start working on some details here. This, without some action at a congressional level, you know, the situation currently is untenable. Well, the Supreme Court is actually hearing a case right now, the Austin case, which I know you guys have talked about before, but that's limited in scope. And then you got seven states who've already taken action unilaterally, coming up with their own rules. So we got to move if we truly want to save college sports and eliminate the injustices that are currently in the system.
So what do you think about this? I mean, obviously there's been a push and even some laws about paying athletes that they can get paid for their names, images, and likenesses, endorsements, deals, and things like that. What do you think about that?
So I think that's part of a solution, right? But name, image, and likeness is ultimately going to help those athletes who are at the elite levels likely might already have an opportunity to go play on in professional sports. Although I will note that 98% of student athletes never go on to play professional sports.
Oh,
and that's
no
why
doubt.
You got to look beyond that. And so, you know, name, image, and likeness, I think, is an important part, but it doesn't do enough. We want to see a solution that comes together, and there have been many of them that have been floated. You could have a trust. We wrote about that in our op-ed for USA Today. It was an idea that we didn't come up with, but that's been floated out there. It could also incentivize graduation rates. There are ideas about building apprenticeship programs where, you know, these students can trade their name, image, and likeness, them working with corporate America to build skills. Maybe they go into marketing or some other professional. I did play sports in college. Let me tell you, that was a long time ago. I ran cross country, and I couldn't run, you know, more than a block right now. So thank God I built some additional skills, right? We need to really invest in our students, and it's an investment in our country overall.
How grotesque is it, or is that the right word, when you see like the $6 billion TV deal the NCAA has with CBS and TBS, you know, for the March Madness and the tournament, and the idea that for years they've stopped, you know, like if a kid got a pizza from a booster, a free pizza or something, they were ready to put these kids out of school. When you see the numbers and the money that's brought in, you know, how unfair is it?
I mean, you got $19 billion going to the NCAA. This is a David versus Goliath situation. $19 billion. They're spending millions of dollars protecting the status quo, right? They're putting out surrogates everywhere. They're doing everything that they can to protect the status quo to make sure that these young men and women don't get any piece of the pie. Right? And they're not even addressing the situation. They were going to address name, image, and likeness at the beginning of the year and still haven't done that yet. And in contrast, you got this $19 billion industry, and all the players can do is tweet. And so we felt, at Fans for Fair Play, we felt it was important to elevate their voices and drive a discussion. I worked on criminal justice reform with many of the folks that we were working on in this program, and we saw the country come together around criminal justice reform. We believe that with a robust campaign, and we're launching a multi-million dollar campaign, if folks want to get involved, they should go to www.fansforfairplay.org, join the petition, help us elevate this conversation, because we've got to drive against this David and Goliath fight here.
All right, James, it's interesting. You said you ran cross country. you mentioned the $19 billion that college sports generates, most of that from football and men's basketball. So how do you think, like, if athletes get paid in college, do you think it should just be the, you know, the sports that generate the revenue? Or should it be all Division I athletes? Because I'm sure some of them, in some of the sports, their existence is more like a regular college student's, and they play sports. It's like an extracurricular activity. While in football and basketball and some of the others, it's more almost a job. You know, so what do you think about, you know, would all the athletes be paid the same? Would football and men's basketball get more or be the only ones paid? What are your thoughts on all that?
There are a lot of different solutions out there. What I would say is that, first of all, we got to make an a level playing field. If you're in the band and you're on a scholarship, a music scholarship, or if you're on an academic scholarship and you're doing things in chemistry, if you want to go and make money, if you take that music example, if you want to go make money by playing at a club, if you want to launch an Instagram page or YouTube page, or if you want to work with Sony or some major label record, you can do that.
Right.
If you're a college athlete, you can't do that. That's
right.
A shame.
Which is ridiculous.
Which is
that's
right.
A shame. That's
yep.
A shame. So that is bad. That's terrible. So first of all, let's just get on an even playing field. If we can do that, that's a step in the right direction. Right?
All right.
And so that's what we want to see the conversation unfold a bit, and how do we drive that conversation forward. There are also many boosters, right, who would love to be able to give money to a poor college student, right, to help them live out right. Their dreams. I know, as an example, I came from a poor family. Most of these athletes that they're making money off of actually come from underprivileged families. And they got nothing. They're hungry. They're cold. You know, they can't even fly home because someone died in their family. They can't yep. Fly across country and see. Like, that's ridiculous. And the NCAA is quick to step in and stop any kind of activity of even just good, you know, nice people who want to step in and help some of these students.
All right, James, great stuff. We
yes.
Appreciate the time, really.
Chris and I in lockstep with this. We
absolutely
agree. That athletes, student athletes deserve a lot more than they're getting, no doubt.
Well, I hope folks will go join us at fansforfairplay.org. Come join us. And I hope you guys will have me back on again. We need to continue this conversation.
All right. All right, James. Thank you. That's James Davis, co-founder of Fans for Fair Play. You can check them out at fansforfairplay.org. All right. Sticking with the college sports theme, we've got a very special Final Four edition of Broussard's Fab Five. Coming up next, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Number one. Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a funky flashback Friday, as you can tell from the grooves. DJ Alex Teicher deep in them crates. Not just knee deep, but totally deep. It's time for Broussard's Fab Five.
Are you ready?
Hope you can take the heat like LeBron.
Ah!
We're going big.
It's go time.
It's Broussard's Big Six.
As we enter the Final Four for the NCAA men's and women's basketball tournament, these are my five most memorable moments in Final Four history.
Number five.
Duke upsetting UNLV in 1991. Now, this is appropriate because UNLV, like Gonzaga right now, entered the Final Four undefeated. They were 34-0.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. They were stacked. They had won the championship the year before. Larry Johnson, who was like a precursor to Zion Williamson, Stacey Augman, Greg Anthony, Anderson Hunt. They were stacked. And Duke, led by Christian Laettner, who was a great college player. Forget about his NBA career. Great college player. Grant Hill was just a freshman. Bobby Hurley, a sophomore. They upset UNLV in the semifinals and then went on to beat Kansas in the championship game. That was the first of Krzyzewski's five championships, so it was historic, too.
Number four.
Just 2 years later, 1993, you've heard of them, the Fab Five. That's right, not Broussard's Fab Five, Michigan's Fab Five. Chris Webber, best player in the country. Juwan Howard, Jalen Rose. Yes, that Jalen Rose. They got to the NCAA Finals for the second straight years. They were just sophomores. They had taken the country by storm. The bald heads, the long shorts, the black socks. Everyone was trying to emulate the Fab Five. And this was it. They were going to win the championship. They're down 73-71 with 20 seconds left to North Carolina. Chris Webber grabs the rebound, dribbles up court, and calls a timeout. Forgetting that a moment earlier his coach had told him we got no timeouts left. He called it. North Carolina goes down, sinks a few free throws, sinks a few more later. It's over. Michigan denied.
Number three.
1983. North Carolina State shocks the Houston Cougars of Phi Slamma Jamma. I mean, two all-time greats on this Houston team, Hakeem Olajuwon and Clyde Drexler, who would go on to win an NBA championship together. But they were denied by the North Carolina State Wolverines, the Wolfpack only made the tournament because they played well in the ACC tournament. They're a sixth seed, and they beat Hakeem Olajuwon and the Cougars 54-52 on a Lorenzo Charles putback dunk. Derek Wittenberg throws up an air ball from darn near half court. Lorenzo Charles catches it and dunks it just before the buzzer. Hakeem Olajuwon, who had a monster game, 21 points, 22 rebounds, 8 blocks, could do nothing but stand there and watch Charles put the ball in the hoop and lose the game for Houston.
Number two.
Oh, this is the most famous college basketball game maybe in history, certainly in my lifetime. Magic Johnson v. Larry Bird, 1979. Michigan State versus Indiana State. It is still the most watched college basketball game in history. I was actually living in Indiana at the time, Indianapolis, but I was pulling for Magic Johnson. He had become my favorite player. No seven-footers in that game. Magic and Bird were actually the tallest players on their team. Each of them had another teammate their same size, but they were basically the tallest players on their team, but they both did their thing on the perimeter. Magic played better that night than Bird, and Michigan State prevailed.
Number one.
We ran out of music. Michael Jordan, 1982. And this, I'm telling y'all, we know what Jordan became. But I remember I had a cold. I had the flu. I'm in the eighth grade. I'm sitting there laying in my bed watching the game. And I hear, I don't remember if it was Billy Packer, Al McGuire, somebody say, Michael Jordan, he's one of the rare freshmen to start for Dean Smith. This kid's going to be a good one. And I'm telling you, James Worthy was the star of that team. And James Worthy had a big game, 28 points that night. And Jordan, they're down late in the game, 17 seconds left. They call a timeout. They run a play. And what do I see this freshman, Michael Jordan, take the shot? A 17-footer. And I say to myself, I'm just an eighth grader. But I say to myself, oh, this dude's going to be nice. Whether he makes it or misses it, just the gumption to take it. He takes it. They win. He hits it. And the rest is history. That's Broussard's Fab Five.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.